Record progress.
Right, well, I'm gonna get us started because we do have quorum, and I have a kid who needs to get to a soccer practice later. So welcome everyone. It is time for Urban Design Commission. Thanks for joining us. Jess, if you could please note the roll, we'll get started here, and hopefully, by the time we get to our agenda items, folks do show up. First item of business here is approval of previous meeting minutes. Do we have a motion for approval of the meeting minutes? Jessica, do we have a second on that motion? We need a second. Anyone? There we go. Thanks, Harry. That's a second. All right. If there's no discussion, then by unanimous consent, the previous meeting minutes are approved. The first item on our agenda this evening is items for general public comment, which we did not have any registrants. So then we will move on to disclosures and recusals. Do we have any disclosures or recusals this evening? Rafiq.
I want to recuse myself.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else? Any disclosures or recusals? Okay, great. Moving on, Julie, if you could provide us instructions for our virtual meeting, please.
Absolutely. Good
Good
afternoon. Welcome
afternoon.
to our virtual meeting. If you lose connection at any point during the meeting, you can reconnect by clicking the link or calling the number in your. For commission members and staff, if you are able, please activate your video and keep it on for the duration of the meeting. In addition, please use the raise hand feature to be recognized to speak, ask questions, or note your vote in the event of a roll call vote. The chair will do their best to call on commission members and staff in the order in which hands are raised. Lowering your hand will take you out of the queue. For members of the public and applicant teams who have registered to speak, the name you entered in Zoom must match the name you entered in registration. You will remain muted until called upon. There is a 3-minute speaker time limit for individual speakers and a 10-minute time limit for development teams. Staff will let you know when your time is up. After speaking, a member of the body may ask you a question. You will remain muted until the chair calls on you to answer a question. If you need to share documentation with the commission, please send it to the email listed on today's agenda. Please do not use your video. If you turn your video on, it will be turned off. Back to you, Chair.
Thank you, Julie. Jess, could you provide us with an agenda overview?
Yeah, sure can. Just gonna, it looks like the echo is gone. That happened last week too. I don't know if you noticed that. And I don't know, it's just like at the very beginning, everything echoes. So I'm gonna ask IT about that because it seems pretty consistent. But nonetheless, it's gone now. Thank you, Chair, and good evening, everyone. We do have a pretty light agenda this evening, which includes just the three public hearing items. Item number two is 1849 Wright Street. This is an amendment to an existing comprehensive design review for signage to add an additional ground sign and wall sign on the Madison College campus. Staff is supportive of this request given the consistency in the design of the proposed signage with the existing signs, as well as the necessity for the bu for building identification and wayfinding on the campus. The UDC is an approving body on this request, and staff has recommended this item as a potential consent agenda item. Also, item number three is 531 West Washington Avenue. This is also a comprehensive design review for signage for an above canopy sign on a multifamily residential building. Staff is supportive of this request given the design and the design aesthetic of the sign, as well as the necessity for building in common building entrance identification, as well as the urban context of the building itself. The UDC is an approving body on this request, and staff has recommended this item as a potential consent agenda item, which takes us to item number four. This is 702 East Washington Avenue. This is a request for exterior alterations to a previously approved mixed-use building in Urban Design District 8. The UDC is an approving body on this request. With that, I'll hand it back over to you, Chair, to kick things off.
Okay, thanks, Jess. So next item here would be any motions to move items to the consent agenda? We had a couple recommendations. Harry.
Yeah, thank you. Motion to place items 2 and 3 on the consent agenda.
Okay, thanks, Harry. Any seconds to that motion? Jessica, that's a second. Okay. We'll take a roll call vote for items number 2 and 3 to be moved to.
Just to confirm really quickly, that's a motion to move to consent and approve on consent, correct?
Yes, that is correct. Thank you.
Thanks for the clarification. Okay, we'll take a roll call vote. Those in favor of moving items 2 and 3 to the consent agenda for approval, please signify by raising your hand. Okay, item passes unanimously. Thank you, everyone. You can lower your hands. All right. That then brings us to our public hearing items, which moves us right up to item number 4, if our applicant is online. Julie, could you tell us who's registered?
Hey, can I interrupt real quick?
Yeah.
Those applicants are, apparently they have a link for a different meeting and they're told they cannot get in. So they are waiting to be let in, but the link says 4:25 meeting or something like that. It doesn't have today's date on their meeting. So
I sent them the updated link. They should have it. I can resend it again.
Okay, I will let them know.
Thanks for being our liaison, Rafiq. We will pause here just a moment while they hopefully join us.
I also just sent an email as well.
Well, while we're waiting, I'll just say, Shane, that space behind you, I don't know where you are, but it gets nicer and nicer every time we have a meeting.
Yeah, thanks. This is my second floor office that I've been building and working on for a couple of years. Appreciate that. Yeah.
Come a long way. It's gorgeous.
Thank you. Yeah, there's a little bits of, let's see, trim that are unfinished. Hopefully get there soon.
They should be joining shortly. They got the new link.
I saw Jennifer Camp come in, so we're moving in the right direction.
Awesome. You definitely don't want me filling the time with jokes or dances, so I'm not going to do that.
Oh, come on, a dance sounds good.
Oh, dance. That would take a lot of supping.
Jennifer, are you doing the presentation for your group, or was Joe Lee going to do it?
That's going to be Troy. He should be
oh,
here.
Troy. Okay.
Yep.
And maybe while we wait, Julie, if you could just tell us who's all registered on this item. Or maybe
sure.
Julie.
Registered to speak is Chris Howden and Troy Jacoby.
Could I just... Troy said he hasn't gotten a new link yet. Can I forward him mine?
Will yeah, you sure can, because I don't actually have access to his email through the registrant list. So please do.
Okay, I will do that. Thank you. He should be on shortly. Sorry about that.
Okay, thank you. If he's like me, he probably had to update his Zoom, which takes a couple minutes, inevitably at the worst times.
Here we go. He's entering now.
There we go.
Hi, I'm sorry about that if you were waiting for me. Hi, Troy Jacoby.
Hi, Troy. Perfect timing, and you are all queued up, ready? So
Okay.
whenever you're ready, you can start your presentation for agenda item number 4702 East Washington.
Excellent. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, thanks for your time. I once again, Troy Jacoby with JLA Architects, representing the 720 East Wash project. Chris is traveling, so I don't believe he will be able to join us, but he does have a written statement that he would like to share, and I will read that later in the presentation. The last time we were here was over a year ago. Since that time, we have advanced to 100% CDs. And we're hopeful for a construction start later this year. So we've really advanced the drawings, buttoned up all the loose ends, and we're here tonight to run through some of the changes with you. Next page. So the thought here is we sent you in the previous submittal, there was a letter of intent that outlined 19 items which have evolved since the last time of our previous submission. In the interest of time, I'm not going to go through all 19, but I can gladly answer any of your questions that you might have. The thought here is that I would go through kind of the before and after images and kind of highlight some of the big picture changes that have occurred. And once again, at the conclusion of the presentation, if there's something that I did not address that you want me to talk about, I'm happy to answer any questions you might have. But just to lay the groundwork, the bottom image represents our previously approved south elevation. Up above represents our proposed south elevation. Starting at the base of the building and working our way up, so that two-story plinth is really primarily unchanged from our previous submission. We still have the high-quality materials. We still have the brick. We still have the large expanses of glass, the composite metal panel, the canopies. And is really a very activated street front that we're excited about. As you work up into the tower section of the building, that's where some of the changes start to occur. And one of those changes is a percentage of openings. So we have reduced the percentage of openings in some of the windows. So you'll see smaller window openings, and you'll see windows that are not as wide and not as tall. And that was due to laying out the building, laying out units so that the windows weren't conflicting with dresser locations or TV locations. And it also had to do with building performance. So these changes are resulting in a more energy efficient building and better unit layouts. We've also eliminated divider walls at the balcony. So the center section of the facade, you'll see a white frame. And the image below had a divider that divided the units. We've since eliminated that divider wall and we're introducing a guardrail instead. The reason for that was to drive in more natural light for those units. That solid divider wall we thought was a detriment to the plan and a detriment to some of the views. Then lastly, the other big picture item is the material that we're using. So the silver and gray material that you see on the screen, in our previous submission, that was a flat metal panel with three colors of variation. What we're proposing is a multicolored profiled panel, and that profile panel would also have multiple colors and textures. And we have some slides later in the presentation that walk through that change in a little more detail. So if that covers the south elevation pretty well. Working our way to the north, Once again, those big picture items that we talked about on the tower still apply. So the window reduction, the dividers at the balconies also got removed. We talked the silver metal panel, same change that happened on the south elevation would be happening on the north elevation. Working our way back down to the bottom of the page where we get to the base of the building, you could see that the parking structure expression changed ever so slightly. At the bottom of the page, we are illustrating more of an open air parking deck. What we're proposing is a totally secured parking deck, so you can see that there is no longer any openings in that deck itself. And then along with those changes, they're very subtle tweaks with like where the vegetation walls are and where lights had to get adjusted just to accommodate these changes. Oh, and lastly, we did introduce a loading ramp on this back north elevation as well. So there is a loading ramp that is for service deliveries into the building. Okay, yeah, east and west, perfect, thank you. Lastly, the east and west facades. Once again, sticking with the tower elements that we talked about earlier, the percentage of openings, the metal panel change, all that still applies here. The other change that we were proposing here is you can see that the recessed balcony in the bottom of the pages have been removed. Those were smaller units, and as we started to lay out those units and look at those units, we realized that that recessed balcony was taking up valuable square footage. So we put that square footage back into the unit, and we've reduced the balconies just in those two locations. And obviously, that whole stack, when I say two locations, but it's that stack in the facade. And then lastly, on the Blount Street facade, the art wall in particular, over the last many months, we've been working closely with the city and MGE on our vault location. And what we came to realize is that we need to provide service doors on that Blount facade. And we worked with MGE and the city to try to move those service doors, but it just became a barrier that we could not overcome. So those service doors have to be located where they're located. And we also have to introduce louvers to introduce fresh air into those transformer vault rooms. What we've done to compensate for that is we've enlarged the areas for artwork from our previous submission. So, and then we're also using the doors as part of the composition. We're placing artwork on either side of the door, and we're framing that artwork with kind of that beige composite metal panel band that you see on the page. And later in the presentation, we do have some renderings that look at that area in particular. Okay, next we can go to the digital material board. So the digital material board, everywhere where you see a red revision bubble is a change that we are making. So at the top of the page, we start to actually just call out real colors. So we're calling out the actual bone white, we're calling out the actual beige metal panel color, we're calling out the mica bronze panel metal color, we're calling out the utility brick and its color. And then we're also introducing a lined frit glass, so a fritted lined glass. And that would occur at the parking where we have on East Wash, we have some glass above the retail. And behind that retail is parking. And so that fritted line glass is used to obscure the cars that are beyond. And also that fritted line glass would meet the requirements for bird glass as well. And then moving down to the middle section of the page, we're introducing a precast sill at some of our brick punched openings. We're making sure that any kind of louvers that we have are color matched to the background color. So specifically on the Blount facade where we have the artwork, we're going to make sure that those louvers are color matched to its surrounding background colors. We're also introducing picket railings for safety, and those picket railings would happen at all the residential units. We are still maintaining the cable rails at the actual pool deck itself. And lastly, here we get down to the metal panel. And once again, what we previously had for the metal panel, so at the bottom of the page where it says Profile Series Metal Panel 4 and Profile Series Metal Panel 4 Busa 1 Centria, What that was previously was a flat metal panel with three colors. What we're proposing is a two-color panel with a repeating pattern. And our idea for the third color is the depth and in the profile of the panels will create a shadow line, and that shadow line would create that third color. So with that, this is where Chris would like us to read a statement that he prepared. So I'm going to read it verbatim. So the only topic I wish to comment on tonight is the matter of the metal panels. In today's economic climate, the uncertainty surrounding tariffs has understandably led to an increased volatility in pricing. Guidance from certain suppliers has informed us that it's in our best interest to proceed with two possible metal panel solutions. One, the Musa panel, which is a Wisconsin-based company, would be our preference, but we're also proposing the Centria metal panel as well. Let's see, make sure I didn't miss anything. And this is used to mitigate the price fluctuations and offer other flexibility, which we believe is in the best interest of the project. Importantly, I'm confident that both panels options align and uphold the original design intent. Either choice would allow us to maintain the architectural integrity and vision that has guided the project from the outset. Thank you for your thoughtful consideration and continued collaboration. This project presents an exciting opportunity to set a strong precedence for successful partnerships between developers and the city. I deeply appreciate everybody's role in bringing this project to life. All right. So then next we have before and after renderings.
And
So
Troy,
what?
I'll just briefly
Yep.
interrupt and say you're over 10 minutes now. So if you could roll through these quickly, that would be appreciated.
Absolutely. And really you can just keep flicking through these, and these are literally before and afters, so please take your time to look at it. But our intent here is to really show you that there's minimal changes to the overall design of the project. So with that, I'll complete my presentation.
Okay, thank you. All right, Commission. Any questions for Troy or the applicant team? Jessica.
Yeah, I have a couple questions. Very nice renderings as always. I always appreciate that from JLA. I had a couple questions. One, I'm not an expert on finishes, but I was wondering if you had any experience with the metal panels that you're proposing and the gauge of them, as noted in the staff memo about durability and oil canning. Have you used this product before, and do you know about its longevity?
Yeah, absolutely. So a great example of the Centria option would be the Atmosphere project that recently got completed in Madison on Regent Street. It kind of has like this burnt ember orangey color. But that project utilizes the same exact panels that we are specifying.
Okay.
The Musa panels, the other option, the Musa panels are the only difference between the Centria and the Musa is the width of the flatness. So like the Centria has 10 inches of flatness, and then the Musa has 4 inches max of flatness. Really those are the only differences between the two panels.
Thank you for that. And the atmosphere, I know what you're speaking of, and it works well there. This isn't necessarily in the list of things that you talked about, but this is a good view. Some of the detailing has changed that, for instance, the eyebrow over the first floor commercial, the kind of canopy there, the profile of that has changed from an angled profile to a rectangular one. And then also, like on the storefront, some of your members are thicker than they used to be. The railings are different and so on. This is not make or break or even necessarily in my purview, but I'm wondering why those changed.
Sure. I can I'll start with the eyebrow over the retail. So actually the eyebrow over the retail is actually the floor of the parking garage. And as we are working through drainage for the parking garage, our consultants and the contractor were pressing us hard that we needed to create more warping in the slab so that things could drain. So cars that came in with a bunch of snow, as the snow melts, it could drain properly. So what that did was our structure started to go up and down more than we wanted it to go up and down. So our profile of the overhang got wide, larger to cover that variances. So that was that reason. The other reason on this on the storefront at the very corner where you see a lot of glazing, the corner glass, really that what we're doing there is that we're called like that structure actually. So that heavy white band in the middle there is structured to support the two panes of glass.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I noticed, Shane, I'll defer to you on this, but there are various corners where landscaping has changed. There are planters and so on. That's not necessarily something we have to take a look at, but I just noticed it myself. I had a question about your railings, why those changed from. Oh, no, never mind. Don't have a problem with how the railings changed. Just
Okay.
fine. I will just say this. I appreciate that you worked through a lot of details and everything. Some of that had to be a little painful because some of the mem like what you were just talking about, some of the elements got a little thicker. And it just changes the overall lightness of it a bit. But I appreciate that that's reality. That's what we do as architects, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
You
That
bet.
was it for my questions.
And excuse me, I'll just say too that especially because we're looking at this image, I actually think some of these changes are improvements. So the way the ground plinth is broken with the stairs and the planters and the railings, I think is actually nicer in your new proposed version. I think things such as the artwork facing Blount Street. Not ideal that it's interrupted by the garage doors, but I think you took a thoughtful approach to how that's divided. And I still think it's a really like lovely interface with the streetscape, despite having a loading dock and loading doors. So I don't have any issues with that either. Generally, I lean a little more on the architects in this group on the commission to provide comment on sort of technical details of the changes, but for the most part, I think in my opinion, the renderings depict improvements with the proposed changes. Any other questions for the applicant? Jessica, do you have another one?
I do. Again, I'm not an expert on lighting, but it has been noted in our staff memo about lighting, particularly up on the sky. I forgot the sky deck. And I'd like to ask the applicant about foot candles up there and just some of the concerns that were brought up in our staff memo. Is there more information on lighting that you've addressed? Have you addressed the questions that staff had?
Right. And is it specific to the pool deck? Is it the pool deck?
I think in our staff memo, it was the sky deck,
It was the sky deck.
being over 5 foot candles.
Okay. I know Jennifer Camp, the PM on this project. I know she has been working very closely with Jessica on making sure that we are meeting what the intent is. So quite honestly, I can't answer that question. But if Jennifer is able to jump on and answer it, that would be fantastic.
Yes, thank you, Troy. And I apologize. I just the updated floor. Can you guys hear me at all?
Yes.
Okay, because I'm kind of cutting in and out. I just sent that to Jessica earlier today, the updated 14th floor with what's required, and we can continue to work with her directly to make sure that that all gets finalized. But we answered the question she had in that email. So I apologize again that that didn't get to you in time for this meeting. But we will make sure, everything is how you guys need it to be. The foot candles are where they need to be. The lights up there will be recessed in the soffit. I know that was one of the questions. And we also answered, she asked like the lengths of it and things like that. So hopefully, like I said, we can continue addressing that with her, but we'll make sure, all of your concerns are covered.
Great, thank you.
Thanks, Jessica. Any other questions? If not, we will close the question and answer and just move into deliberation by the commission. Any comments between the commission or motions? Yeah, David.
Actually, I don't really have any questions. I wouldn't mind making a motion if it's not too soon, and folks can add on to that if they'd like to afterwards. I would move for approval based on the changes we've seen today, with an additional keep on working with city staff to get the lighting levels in check based on city requirements, what they're looking for. I think that's about as deep as it gets.
Okay, thanks, David. And I don't know if we have to clarify, it might go without saying, but that's a final approval since this was already previously approved, right? Yeah. Okay, do we have a second on the motion? Oh, Harry? Second on the motion? Okay.
Before we do vote, I want to make sure we're clear for the record that the commission is accepting both the proposed metal panels as potential options for materials and or colors, just because there are two very different reads in profile organizations to between the two panels. So if both of them are acceptable, we need to make that finding and include that in our motion.
Yeah, go ahead,
If
David. Please
possible.
clarify.
I guess I take the same stance as the applicant and preferring the which the Musa panel over the Centria, quite frankly. But I also understand they might get caught between a rock and a hard place with that, but hopefully the Musa coming from Wisconsin should be easier to get around tariffs and whatnot. So if that helps clarify.
Do you want to clarify if both are acceptable? So you stated your preference, but.
Yeah, both would be acceptable. But
Okay.
preferring, and just to clarify too, acceptable in the case of things are kind of weird right now in acquiring materials. Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, David. Harry, as the seconder to the motion, is that okay with you?
Yeah, totally
Okay.
fine with that.
Okay, any discussion on the motion? If not, we'll take a roll call vote. All those in favor of approval, please signify by raising your hand. All right, motion passes. Rafiq's recused himself. So, yeah, motion passes unanimously. Thanks, everyone. Thanks, Troy, and thanks to your team.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I know.
All right. Jess, I believe that brings us to you for schedule and secretary's report.
It sure does. Guys, we're moving really quick tonight. Let's see. With regard to the recent Plan Commission action, there were not any at the last meeting. So there's nothing to report there. Our next regular business meeting is going to be a few weeks away, so we get a little bit of a break here instead of this back-to-back meeting. So we have until May 28th, which I know is nestled right in there around the Memorial Day holiday. So please do let us know if there's going to be absences for that meeting. So far, we only have a few items on that agenda, but Monday is a deadline for informational presentation, so we might see a couple more things added. But for now, we have I'm anticipating a sign exception for a hotel near the Alliant Energy Center. And then you may recall the mixed-use development on the 3500 block of University Avenue at the corner of Meadow and University Avenue. We'll be seeing that come back for their initial final approval request. And then also with regard to one bookkeeping item, I've been trying to make my way around to everybody since our last meeting just to make sure that we do have all of the right contact information. It's funny because I had mentioned to Rafiq that I texted him and he was like, I didn't get any texts from you on one meeting where he fell off the call. And I was like, well, is this your phone number? And he said, no. And I was just like, well, that person was probably like, who is this? And what meeting am I supposed to be at? So please do. I'm going to ask everybody to please send Julie and I an email with the best email contact and the best telephone number so we can confirm on our end that we have that. Because I do, in the event of late breaking news or in the event of technological issues or something like that, I do text during the meeting because I have a lot of things going on and email is not always the best for me. Those phone numbers will not be shared publicly. It's pretty much for who we see here today on our call, but please do make sure you do that. And that's all I had for everybody.
Okay, thanks, Jess. Business by member, Jessica.
Along those lines, I wanted to ask two things. Does my email have to be public information so I receive emails on people's reactions to our meetings?
Not that I'm aware of. I know that we put it on, unless you make an actual request to not have it be public information, or if you have an email that you're willing to share, like a very general email that's not a personal email, we can absolutely do it that way too.
I would like
Yeah.
to
Thank
request
you.
that my email not be public. Another question I have is when we do receive, and I think everyone maybe received an email this week, I'm wondering how we as a commission, when we receive feedback about meeting discussions, do we respond as a commission? Do we tell you what we might think? Do we let it go? What's the protocol here?
Well, so I think I know what email you're referring to, and I think that's entirely up to the commission, right? So it was submitted to UDC comments, which is a public comment folder where anybody can submit any public comment that they wish. I know there was some questions asked there, and some of them are very process related and very code related. I'm happy to take a crack at a response if that's what you want to do. But if the commission also has specific things, I tend to the reply all is difficult because you establish walking quorums. So I would rather not have everybody replying all. But if there's direct messages that need to be sent, that could certainly be done. I think the question at hand was more related to the UDC's purview when it came to comments related to residential building complexes. And our purview is it's not simple and clear, I will say, straightforward, right? Really, we're looking at residential building complexes based on what has been afforded to us in the zoning code, right? So it's the zoning code that says that residential building complexes that have to go to UDC. In our section of the code, it says that we look at the general appearance of the principal buildings and landscape plans. Now, it's difficult to have those conversations in a vacuum without also looking at how those buildings meet the street, because so much of design is based in creating that active street frontage and building orientation. And it also has to do with the general site layout and how the buildings relate to the open spaces, the parking lots, and kind of all of those things and how they mesh together. We're also advisory, which means that we can tell the Planning Commission kind of almost within our purview anything that we want, right? I know we've asked the Plan Commission things in the past. I know we've told them things in the past too when we're not certain about things. We've said things like we find X, Y, and Z based on our criteria, but we also think that this could help in the Plan Commission's review of this item as it relates to their criteria. And so, as part of our review, we also, at a very high level, think about how the Plan Commission is reviewing the materials, right? And their review and approval criteria, which do speak to also site design and transportation and maintaining that environment of sustained aesthetic desirability, which are very lofty words. But ultimately, I think do play a role in our advisory recommendation to them. Right. When we think about their criteria and when we're thinking about the exterior design of buildings and the landscape plans and how all those things kind of are interrelated and play together, I think it's very much so important for us to think about how they're looking at the plans as well. And I think applicable in our review. So that's my long answer to all those things, but they're all very much so connected. And it's this long trail of how did it get to the UDC? And then how does it go to the Plan Commission? And who's looking at what and how it relates to criteria and the code? And it's not exactly a clean line, right? It's kind of more of a zigzag of who's looking at what and why and how.
Yeah, I rely on, I think we probably all do rely a lot on your support on that, Jessica, and helping us answer those things. I'm not trying to debate that topic. I did wonder about protocol. I served on the zoning board for just a little bit, and their protocol was you absolutely do not answer these emails. They always come from a commission as a whole. So I was curious about that. I will say one thing on that topic, though, is I think it also gets into sustainability, which is at one time one of the things we wanted to incorporate into our UDC mission statements. And so, anyway, that's a broad topic, but a lot of people involved. I was curious about that. Thanks for answering. I will not respond on my own, which is probably a good idea for everybody.
Yeah, I can
I
send
would
you a response that kind of goes
echo
in.
that. And Jess, I was hoping maybe we could just discuss that a little more nuanced. Usually when we have our prep for the next UDC meet, we didn't have it this week just because there were two back to back, but maybe we could briefly discuss protocol then. But I would agree. I think this has happened before, and I would definitely suggest refraining from any direct responses. And as Jessica mentioned, we can't respond as a group through email with that walking quorum issue. And sometimes these are credible and worth discussing, and sometimes they're just trolling. So I think, yeah, Jess, maybe if we could just have a slightly more nuanced discussion before you respond. But all in all, I think in the one particular comment response, I think we're on solid ground myself. But Jessica, did you have a follow-up to that?
Not a follow-up. I had another topic. I was
Okay,
wondering
yeah.
if we need new members because I've got some candidates.
We do
Okay.
indeed need members. So if you have suggestions, I'm happy to track down some leads. If you want to forward them my way.
I will do that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other business by members? All right. Beautiful. Nice and fast tonight and efficient. Thanks, everyone. If there is no other business, by unanimous consent at 5:14, we are adjourned.
Good
Have a
night,
good evening.
all. Thanks. Have a good night, everyone.